One Sunday, I both laughed and sighed at the frustration of Charlie Brown in the cartoon strip Peanuts. Peppermint Patty is speaking to Charlie Brown.
Explain love to me, Chuck.
You can't explain love. I can recommend a book or a painting or a song or a poem, but I can't explain love.
Try, Chuck. Try to explain love.
Well, say I happen to see this cute little girl walk by and I...
Why does she have to be cute, Chuck? Can't someone fall in love with a girl who isn't cute and has freckles and a big nose? Explain that, Chuck.
Well, maybe you're right. Let's just say, then, that I happen to see this girl walk by who has a great big nose and...
I didn't say a big nose, Chuck!
The last frame shows Charlie Brown flat on his back, looking grim and saying, "You not only can't explain love, actually, you can't even talk about it." They were talking, but they didn't seem to be communicating. We all realize communication is more than simply talking. It's more than listening. And it's more than a combination of the two. True communication is the meeting of meanings. It's when I understand not only the words you say, but what you mean when you say them.
For example, Jack will come in and ask, "What time is dinner?" I could think that question meant Jack was hungry, and so I would rush to get things on the table. But Jack's real question is, "Do I have time to exercise before dinner?" If I failed to clarify, I might hurry the preparation when Jack actually wants it delayed.
I should have asked, "Do I have time to exercise before dinner?" Proverbs 16:23 says, "A wise man's heart guides his mouth, and his lips promote understanding." In order to be understood, that is, to really understand, it is imperative to say what you mean and mean what you say. But sometimes we expect others to carry a mental decoder to untangle what we really mean. Friends, we encourage you to speak clearly, to listen intently, and to clarify until you and your spouse come to a meeting of meanings.